The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Tom Hanks.
This is awful to say, but I don't find Tom Hanks really attractive, so I like my leading men to be attractive.
History's greatest discoveries.
Think of all the great ideas that have been mocked. Benjamin Button and electricity. When he got zapped by that Benjamin Franklin, when he got zapped by lightning, he was mocked. But now look at him. He's the grandfather of electricity.
Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the Snooki. Come on, the Snooki. And I love that.
Here is Struds On.
Austin Matthews. On Friday, just towards the end of the day, the Toronto Maple Leafs dropped a bombshell on the Leafs faithful. Then Austin, and this is according to their Twitter account, Austin Matthews underwent successful wrist surgery earlier today. His recovery will be a minimum of 6 weeks. Now, obviously, that's difficult to hear. And if you're a Leafs fan, and quite frankly, if you're just a fan of sports or fan of hockey, you want to see this guy because he's a really deadly shooter. But 6 weeks, that timeline, all of August, all of September, the season starts middle of October. So that's at a minimum. He'll kind of have himself going. Let's say that he's ready to go for opening night. Should we expect the same Austin Matthews to start the season? And I don't think you should. It is, when you're a shooter and there's discomfort in your shooting, obviously it's difficult. Now, even with a wrist that was bothering him on some level at some time, you know, he had a ton of goals last year, 40 goals, 40 plus goals. But, you know, now he's going to have a little discomfort in his wrist, and he's got to work through it. He won't probably be able to shoot for at least the first little while after the injury. I don't know how long, 2, 3, 4 weeks. I have no idea. So his timing might be off a little bit. The good news is he can skate. Even with a bad wrist, you can skate. You know, you can, broken wrist, sore shoulder, whatever. You can skate around, get yourself going. But his timing might be off a little bit. So for a team like the Leafs, they're looking for a bounce back. Maybe not a bounce back year, but a year where they take it further than, you know, not going past the first round. You know, this isn't a great news. And it's going to take him a little time to get back going. So, you know, he scored, 40 goals in 50 games last year, roughly. I don't think we should expect the same thing. He's not dropping down to 10 goals. Don't get me wrong. And maybe he does ultimately get 40 goals in 82 games. But, you know, the way he was scoring goals last year, on the pace he did, I just don't see it happening. Just because it's going to take a while to get going. And his release points, if you're familiar with watching great goal scorers score, and he is a great goal scorer, the way he releases the puck, the way he gets in position to release the puck, like he is ridiculously good. And just a slight, you know, just a little bit of less practice time and being unable to maybe work on it can change it a little bit. So I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer. I think just expectations have to be managed. And, you know, for the Leafs, this isn't an ideal. This isn't ideal at all.